word, it's anger. Voters are worked up about the state's seemingly never-ending budget problems and the spending cuts that are starting to hit home.
Hi, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Republican Senator Forrest Knox got an unexpected taste of that anger during a recent stop in Gridley. That's a small town just off U.S. Highway 75 in the southeast part of the state.
Let me tell you about my listening to
the people in Kansas are dissatisfied with our governor. And I don't know how long it's going to take you people to realize that we're not happy with him. And we're not happy with what's going on.
Okay.
And
well, I read that in the papers regularly.
But you don't do anything about it.
Let me give me a few minutes.
Jim Oakes is one of the voters who confronted Knox that day. He's a retired public school principal and a lifelong Republican.
I also ranch.
Governor Brownback championed the income tax exemption, which is now benefiting more than 330,000 business owners and farmers. Ranchers like Oakes benefit too. Still, he calls it unfair.
I could make $40,000 or whatever on and not have to pay any state income tax. Where my fellow teachers or my secretary or my custodian, if they made that kind of money, they did have to pay.
Oakes blames the tax cuts for the budget mess. And he's upset at the conservative Republicans who control the legislature, lawmakers like Knox, who continue to defend the governor's policies.
They seem to be getting different feedback from these meetings than what I hear when I talk to people. Truthfully, I haven't talked to one person that believes Governor Brownback is doing a good job. I'm not exaggerating.
And it appears he isn't. Brownback is the least popular governor in the country, according to a poll released last week by Morning Consult. Jim Frost is a self-described moderate Republican from Johnson County. He says the budget cuts made by Brownback and lawmakers are decimating public schools and universities.
At some point, it's going to get bad enough that, yeah, we'll throw all the bums out.
Jan Mock is a Topeka Democrat. She isn't buying Brownback's claim that the tax cuts can still jumpstart the Kansas economy if they're just given a chance to work.
I am beyond angry. What business or corporation would move to Kansas just on the basis of low taxes when there's crumbling infrastructure and poor schools and so on?
Knox, the conservative Republican senator from Altoona, says most of his recent meetings haven't been as confrontational as the one back in Gridley. But he says voters do seem to be more agitated. And he says many legislative races will be as much about Brownback as the candidates themselves.
Is that going to put this conservative majority in jeopardy in this next coming election
year? That is the question before us. And it may very well. The people of Kansas will decide the direction we go, of whether we continue down reining in the unsustainable growth in state government, making our state attractive to business, or whether we go back to a faith in government and thinking that we can grow government and solve all our problems.
Thank you.
Up the road, Representative Stephanie Clayton got a friendly reception at a legislative coffee in Johnson County. Clayton is one of the moderate Republicans who want to work with Democrats to roll back Brownback's tax cuts and put an end to the budget drama that has put Kansas in the national headlines. And not in a good way.
If I could, you know, make a whole sort of campaign theme, I would say, let's return to boring. Let's just, you know, it's, you know, not really going to get people out to the polls. But honestly, we need to stay out of the news. We need to stay in the black. We need government to be just so functional that it rolls along without you guys even knowing that we're there.
Clayton says lawmakers perpetuated the current dysfunction by adjourning the session earlier this month without balancing the budget. But it's worth noting the bill passed by a single vote in the House, and only after four senators were pressured into switching their votes. That means that if just a few seats change hands this fall, Kansas could be headed back to boring. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.